It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you've been listening to recent episodes of the Opinions Matter podcast, you will know that we have lots of merchandise to give away. Our Opinions Matter travel mugs are in hot demand, and we are sending them out every day of the week to listeners the length and breadth of the country, literally. It's very easy to enter. It's free to enter our competitions, and we ring a winner every day. Today is no exception. Let's ring today's travel mug winner.
Hello.
Can I speak to Catherine, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Catherine. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Good, thank you.
Catherine, you entered our competition. In fact, you've entered our competition a load of times.
I have indeed.
To try and win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Well, I've good news for you. You've just won one.
Great.
At long last.
Great.
At long last. What was the answer to that silly question that Jeremy asked yesterday?
Oh, God, I've forgotten already. Doctor.
You're close. Daddy.
Something Walker, was it? Or I had to Google it. I couldn't even understand his accent, so I had to Google what. I didn't even know what that person was.
Daddy Warbucks is the answer.
Warbucks, yes, that's right.
I have it here on our WhatsApp right here in front of me, so you did get it right. Well done, thank Catherine. You. Whereabouts are you?
In County Kerry.
In County Kerry, of all places.
Yeah, well, beautiful day today.
Yeah, and it's beautiful up around Dublin as well, so long may that continue. Catherine, if you stay on the line there for 1 second, we'll get all your details, and we will pop that travel mug in the post to you today.
Thank you very much.
And if you stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, we will have another question for you at the end of the episode for you to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, which are in big demand. They are in big, big demand. So stay listening till the end of this episode. Anyway, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We're always asking you to contact us if there's anything you'd like to bring up. And anybody who contacts us with a topic that we end up using will automatically win an Opinions Matter travel mug. Like Claire, who's the lady who sent in this message. Claire, you've just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. We'll get in contact with you and get all of your details. So, again, if you have a topic that you'd like us to debate, you can WhatsApp us or email us allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Claire writes, I'd love to you to cover this, but please only use my first name. My sister-in-law really bugs me in the way she parents her daughter. Her daughter is a beautiful young girl and is being destroyed by alcohol. My sister-in-law wants to be a cool mom and lets her daughter, who's just turned 16, drink alcohol in the house regularly, maybe a few times a month. I've witnessed it. Mum, can I have some bottles of Wicked or a glass of wine? Well, I'm a recovering alcoholic for 5 years, and I see the danger. She lets her drink in their house because my niece promises that she will only drink in front of her parents until she turns 18, and they are happy to go along with this. These parents are setting up their children for a life of alcohol addiction, all because they want to be cool. I can't even be in the house and look at my niece drinking alcohol. I really hope you can talk about this. And that is from a lady called Claire. Now, obviously, Claire feels extra strongly about this because she's a recovering alcoholic. And I get that. I can understand that. Your opinion, please.
Well, I didn't drink alcohol until I was 18, as you know.
Well done. What, do you want to meddle?
No, I don't want to meddle. I'm just saying I didn't. And I think it's wrong. I don't think children should be introduced to alcohol under the age of 18. And this whole thing about they should do it in the house. That may be the case, and you can't be around your kids 24/7. I get that. But why make it easy for them to drink alcohol? I just can't imagine sitting in the living room So my, what age is she again? She's
16.
But she's just gone 16.
Yeah, so she's gone 16.
She was 15 up until a month ago. I cannot imagine in 4 years' time, me and my young fella sitting down in the living room and him opening a can of beer. It just wouldn't be happening. My kids will not drink until they are 18. And if they do, it certainly won't be in my company and it won't be in front of me. And I agree with you. I agree with Catherine. It's this whole thing about parents wanting to be cool. I'm wanting to be
it's parents not wanting their kids knacker drinking out in the field.
It's parents wanting to be the cool parents that want they want to be their kids' best friend. You're not your kid's best friend. Okay, you're the parent, and you need to step up and be a parent. And I think it is a slippery road. And don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-alcohol. I drink alcohol myself, but I do not believe a child's brain is fully functional.
You're talking to a 16-year-old. Okay, the alternative is that this girl is probably going to drink anyway.
That's a weak argument.
But it's not.
That's a weak argument.
It's the fact of the matter. At 16, kids are drinking and vaping.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but let's not normalise it. Let's not normalise it. Not only is her sister-in-law normalising it, she's actually enabling it. She's enabling her daughter to drink alcohol underage. And although she's not breaking the law because there's no law against it, shame on her.
A message just came into us a second ago, and it says, the mother probably feels it's safer for her to do it supervised rather than out in the street. And that's the point I'm trying to make. Would you prefer to have your son drink the odd bottle of Wicked or a beer than do it in a field with all his mates? Because he will do it whether you like it or not. That's the fact of it. And I want to give you an example.
You're not a good example for this.
No, this isn't about me.
You have an unhealthy relationship. I don't want stories from you.
When we were younger.
Oh, here we go.
The friend of mine at the time who had the strictest parents when it came to alcohol, okay? He was not allowed near the place.
Oh, this is the story of the person that wasn't allowed to have alcohol when they were 14 and now they're an alcoholic.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've heard this.
That is correct.
Made up stories.
It's a true story.
So because one person had strict parents that didn't have alcohol, didn't let them have alcohol, that person is now an alcoholic. I would put it to you that person just has an addictive personality.
The point I'm trying to make is having strict rules around alcohol nothing for this young fella.
You need to come up with a better argument. I don't even believe that story, to be honest with you.
It's a true story. I can give you the guy's name, only I'm not going to name him on the podcast.
You can give me the guy's name. The guy's name could be anything. That doesn't
It's a true story, I'm telling you.
I'm not saying this. Yes, there are exceptions. He obviously had an addictive personality. I'm telling you now, it is morally, it's not illegal, but it's morally wrong to enable your child to drink alcohol at such a young age. The brain isn't even fully developed at that stage. Why are people enabling this? The only reason they're enabling it is that they can say, I'm a cool parent. Oh, I'm a cool parent.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Do you see any harm in a parent allowing a 16-year-old to have the odd drink at home? That's really the argument. 085-825-2626 is our number. Martin has been on to us straight away.
Do you know what's the alternative? Like, kids are going to go drinking anyway. I prefer them to have a few drinks in the house or wherever, out with me, than be out in the field there somewhere, you know, probably choking on their own vomit, getting sick everywhere, making a fool of themselves, drinking fucking Buckfast. So as long as it's controlled and the drink is told to be respected, then I can't see an issue.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
John, I believe your blood is boiling already. Why?
This analogy of, oh, sure, look, you know, they'd be drinking out the back gardens, or they'd be drinking out in the fucking fields, or they'd be doing this. Hold on, I just want to ask you this, Adrian, okay? And I'm just listening to what you said. Sorry, guys. I'm banging around here, just getting into that. I heard what you said about your friend, okay? So if he was, I just want to get this right. If he was allowed to drink at 16, he wouldn't be an alcoholic today. Is that what you're telling me?
No, that's not really what I'm telling you. But what I'm telling you is having very, very, very strict parents around alcohol did absolutely nothing.
But my point is that even that, if letting him drink, he still, I think he still would have become an alcoholic. I think, but look here, okay, we'll just get to the nitty gritty of this. We had these kind of conversations before, and I'll say it again. No kid of 16 and 17 years, look, 18 maybe, you know, I just, bang, what Jeremy said there really struck me there, and yeah, I wouldn't have it. I couldn't be sitting there in the same house as my kids having a drink. I just wouldn't do it. I couldn't be allowed.
And then 2 years later when they turn 18, woohoo, it's no problem.
They can go out into the pubs. They're adults. I can't stop them, but I can only stop where I go, what goes on in my home. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you're going to let them drink, you might as well let them smoke the fucking weed and give them the keys of the car and the keys of the house and let them do what the fuck they want. I've always said this, and this is my approach on this.
Well, okay, let me read a message that just came into us from Paul. And Paul says, all my mates drank in the field when we were younger. I never did. I was happy enough to have the odd can or two in the house. I never drank in the field. In other words, because his parents had a slightly more relaxed attitude towards alcohol, he was allowed to have a few drinks in the house and he didn't go knacker drinking.
Fair play to him. You know, I don't know. You said to Jeremy there, does Paul want a gold medal for this? And this shouldn't be happening, you know. She's a kid at the end of the day. This is a kid we're talking about here, you know.
Okay, so these parents...
We don't let them, you know, so we should all be worried now that we don't let our kids drink in the house, that they're going to do it in the fucking fields. This is what everybody's saying.
That's what people are saying, yeah, that they're going to do it anyway. Is it not better that they do it in the...
They wouldn't have any control over the kids then, if that's the case.
Is it not better...
The kids are giving them the fingers, is it, again?
Teenagers do that.
My kids didn't do it, you know. And here's the thing, I tell you that my kids are fucking a lot older now. They don't even think about it. They'd have once in a blue moon, they'd have a beer, you know. And I'm very proud of that, actually, because I didn't let the fucking place, like, you know, no, I'll never do it, and I'll never be able to do it. And I hope they pass it on to their kids, you know. No, it's not. It's not a fucking session. It's not a house. It's not, you know, a home is for a drink, you know, a drink at Christmas.
Okay, sorry, John, did you not say on this podcast before that you have no problem allowing your daughter out till 11 o'clock at night?
Not fucking drinking, Asia.
How do you know? How do you know?
I fucking do, Uncle. Of course I know. Of course I fucking know. So it's my job to know. I'm a parent at the end of the day. I'd know if she was drinking and I'd know if she wasn't drinking. You know, so I fucking sure I'd know. Oh, I'm one of them. I know. I would know. You know. Look, it's not about my daughter, you know, even though she stays out late, but she doesn't anymore, actually. You see, that's the thing, you see, you know, she's too busy now with her fucking, with her own stuff there and work. But what I'm saying is, look, it is where it is, you know, look, it shouldn't be happening, not at their age. As I say, they're 18, they may be able to go out for a pint, they might be able to have a bit of respect for you as well, you know. Well, look, they're not fucking letting us go on the lash, you know, at 16, you know.
Well, sorry, John, I'll be going a step further, and I've said this before, and I make no bones about it. When my kids are at the age where they may be tempted by alcohol, because I have one in the house, I keep one in the car all the time to check myself, I will be breathalyzing them if they come back. So say, for instance, they are out playing in a field or sitting in a field or whatever the case may be. When they come home, they'll be blowing into a...
Piss off.
No, absolutely, 1,000,000%.
You will breathalyze your teenagers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Frequently.
Okay,
so let's imagine you actually find some alcohol in one of their breaths. Then what happens?
I don't know. How long is a piece of string? I don't know.
Are they grounded or?
I don't know. All I'm saying is I will breathalyze my children for alcohol.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting.
That is absolutely disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting.
Because we don't want them to ruin our lives.
Such
that
an invasion of a teenager's privacy.
No, seriously.
We don't want them going down the wrong route. That's all it is. It's not an invasion of anything.
So you're telling me that if your child was caught drinking, tested positive on the breathalyzer, you would do something, you'd punish the child in some way, and then what?
Hang on.
Yeah. And then they're just going to say, I won't do that again then, Dad.
No, I just want to know what's going on. There are parents that do drug tests on their kids if they think they're using...
Slightly different.
No, that's true. We need to stop normalizing our kids using illegal substances. Which is nothing illegal about alcohol.
Jeremy.
Well, under the age.
Team Jeremy all day today. Yeah. I'll tell you this, Adrian, and I'll tell you, I don't think anybody will have a leg to stand on this. We don't want our kids growing up thinking it's all right to fucking do this, do that. You know, it's not. They're only 16. They're only kids. They're still in kids.
As Darren just said in the message there, oh my God, Jeremy, your kids are going to hate you. And I would hate you if you were my
But look at Darren there, for fuck's sake. Yes. Look at Darren. Yes. You know, look at Darren. Yes. Good man, Darren. Yeah. You're fucking stoning you. Like, you're up to that, Darren.
Literally stoning himself every day.
Let me bring in, only on
this podcast, by the way, because there's no rationality on this podcast. Only on this podcast would someone be actually lambasted for saying that
you're going to breathalyze your kids.
What is wrong with saying that you would check to see if your children are drinking alcohol underage? What's wrong with that?
I mean, would you just do it randomly? Would you do it if you were suspicious, or would you just do it randomly?
I don't know, but I've always, you know, I've been saying this for years because...
Yeah, but you also said your kids wouldn't have iPads. You reversed that plan. Your kids wouldn't be allowed online. You reversed that plan.
Slightly
it's
different.
It's not actually.
All I'm saying, you know, in my glove compartment, I keep a breathalyzer.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
What is so wrong with testing them when you think that they might be drinking alcohol?
I just think it's disgusting.
I know. I think it's more disgusting. Oh, yeah.
What's disgusting about it? Here's why
Adrian thinks it's disgusting. Because when he was about 12 years of age, he used to drink from his parents' drink cabinet in the house. And he
12. It wasn't 12. Now.
Yeah. This is a true story. He'd drink the vodka out of his mother's bottle of vodka, and then he'd fill it back up with water.
Yeah.
I did that once yeah. when so they were on holidays. I was 16, actually, yeah, so not 12.
So that's
not
why
12.
You did. Adrian, my kids won't be growing up in a household like you did. They'll actually have parental control.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Breathalyzing your kids. You've really stooped to a new low here.
That's a new low. That's a new high.
Is it? Oh, okay.
That's not a new low.
Nolene, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nolene?
I'm in the stitches there. It's fair to God.
Go on.
You've no trust for your children then if you're going to breathalyze them every time you come in the door.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
No one is talking.
I say you're probably saying that the lights off, and the minute you come in the door, you have a flash lamp going. Who are you? What were you doing? Who are you with?
No, just if I ever get an English. Well, I'm not even defending this. Why am I defending
because
this?
Because it's absolutely horrible.
No, it's not
to
horrible.
Say I'm going to breathalyze.
You cannot trust your children.
That's what this comes down to. This comes down to whether or not
you. Do you trust your kids or not?
Well,
sorry, say again.
I
trust
think that.
Your children.
Do you trust your children?
No, geez, no, absolutely. Well, now I do.
Oh my God.
No. It's a very silly parent and a very naive parent that trusts their teenagers.
Well, I'm telling you here and now, I have three children. One is 23, one is 30 on Sunday, and one is 17. And my children are not afraid to come and tell me anything. They'll speak to me about anything. And I let my 17-year-old have a drink when she was 16 in my house. I let my other two children have their 16 parties in my house with their friends where I was.
And I'm not a bad mother. Were they allowed to have a couple of drinks?
Yes, they were.
They were. There you are, 16.
And my two oldest children have great careers. So it just proves that they don't become alcoholics when you allow them to have a drink at 16.
And John, there you are. So is this an irresponsible mother?
Different folks for different folks, Adrian. That's their business, as I say. You know, what's her name? Sorry.
Nolene.
If Nolene wants to do that, I'm not going to start telling. And Nolene is older than me, so I have a lot of respect for Nolene. Adrian, I didn't come on here to start. You know, Nolene has, my utmost respect. Look, what Nolene done with her children is up to her. What I do with my kids is up to me. What Jeremy does there, I'm not knocking them down for that.
The thing is, if you don't trust your children to come and say to you, like peer pressure, and I'm telling you, where I live, it's a big thing. If a girl goes, or a fella goes off with their friends, and of course they're going to experiment with alcohol and they're going to experiment with smoking and shit like that. If they can't come back and say to you, Johnny so-and-so was drinking, and yeah, I did try it, I don't like it. They're going to have this peer pressure where someone comes saying, go on, your parents will never know. Well, if they were able to go back and say to you, right, I did try alcohol, and I either like it or I don't like it, you can control that substance then. You can say, okay, right, you can have your friends over on 17th, 18th birthday, and in at the house where there's adults, you can have a few drinks, and I can know what you're drinking, and I know who's coming around you. But when they have to go and sneak to fields and sneak canals and sneak into pubs and drink out of handbags, then there's a problem.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be. I wouldn't be allowing it, Nolene. No, that's being honest with you. I wouldn't.
Can I ask you, Nolene? Claire, who's the lady who contacted us in the first place, she describes her sister-in-law as wanting to be a cool mom, and that's why she lets her daughter drink in the house. What do you think of? You obviously believe it's a more responsible approach by a parent to allow kids to, 16, 17-year-olds to have a drink at home.
I'm not a cool mom. My daughter still has to clean her room. She still has to go to school. She still has to follow the rules in the house. And my 30-year-old still goes to work and still has to follow my rules in my house. When they're out living on their own, they can go and drink every day of the week. I don't care. They're adults. They have their own responsibilities and stuff. But while they're in my house, I will control that. And I will control none of my children, and I'm not making this about to be an angel, none of my children have ever fell in the door, daughters. We don't drink in our house.
And you believe it's because you had a more relaxed attitude to alcohol?
I'll give you an example. Me and my best friend have sons the exact same age. She didn't allow her son to drink till he was 18, and he went off the chain.
And that's exactly the point I was making about a friend of mine when we were teenagers. He literally went off the rails with drink as soon as he turned 18.
Another story that we have no proof that actually happened.
Why would you make that up?
Well, I'm telling you, sir, how this is the truth.
That's
the woman who's here beside me, she'd tell you the exact same.
Forbidden fruit and all that. The more forbidden something is, the more you want it.
Okay, so
and as for that sister-in-law, she should mind her business.
So are you saying, Nolene, I should give, when my kids are teenagers, I should give them a line of Coke each so that
you're exaggerating.
To quote Adrian, for forbidden fruit. That's what you said.
It's slightly different.
No, how is it different?
That's completely
alcohol is a legal substance that is consumed widely.
Sorry, and John, you can back me up. I'm sure you heard as well. According to you, Nolene, and you, Adrian, you said, and I can rewind back to podcasting and hear it, you said that if you give your child something in a controlled environment,
it's no longer forbidden fruit.
That it's no longer forbidden.
But what parent gives your child cocaine?
Jeremy, that's a stupid analogy.
I was going to go as far as saying that you might as well let them have a joint. You know, I was going to say that. And I think I should say that because that's the fact that you're actually right, John.
Adrian did say you should give your children something in the house in a controlled environment because they're less likely to do it in the field.
Well, let them have a joint,
let them get a drink. The conversation was not about allowing her to give my children drugs.
Are you crazy? Sorry, you give my children drugs. Alcohol is a drug, lads. Alcohol's a drug. Well, it is.
Do you know something? Did you not sneak out behind your parents' back and do stuff that you shouldn't have done?
No, he was actually polish your halo there.
Goody two shoes with teenager.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but bulabos.
You would have been more proud of me had the guards called at the door.
The guards have never been to my door for my children, but I have not. I have respect for my children as my children have respect for me. And there's something you haven't got, which is called trust. You admit their affection, go, you do not trust your children.
What I said, Nolene, was I trust them now because they're only kids, but I will not trust them when they're teenagers because teenagers are manipulative liars who will tell you anything.
They'd be like you. They'd be a goody two shoes teenagers.
You what?
Do you blame them for not telling you stuff when you don't trust them and you're going to paralyze them? Like, seriously.
Okay, if you think teenagers can be trusted, you're a very naive person.
Nobody said teenagers can be trusted. But you are, by breathalyzing or threatening to breathalyze your teenagers, you are showing that you don't have faith in them, you don't have trust in them.
They'll probably be sent to Sunday school or something if they fail to breathalyze, I suppose.
So, Nolene, again, back to the original conversation, you were saying that Claire, who's the lady who contacted us, should mind her own business, even though she herself has skin in the game, if you like, in that she is a recovering alcoholic and she doesn't like to see young people drinking at all, let alone in their home.
Well, you see, what's wrong there is she knows she was an alcoholic and she knows she is probably afraid that this could lead to alcoholism. But as I said before, if it is controlled in the fact that you advise them and you speak to your children, you don't bark orders, you don't paralyze them, they will understand.
Okay, stay with me for a second, Nolan, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jay has been on to us.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Mr. Responsible Parent. Adrian, you'll never get through to a gobshite like that fella sitting beside you. You should know that by now. How many years are you banging this drum? He's anti-fun, this fella. He's all about structure. His kids will never do it. He this, he that. A question for him. If your Yeovil accountant and said he wanted to transition and he's 14 and he wanted to go on puberty blockers and he knew what he wanted, would you let him? Because remember now, you said they don't know their own minds at that age. At 16 to drink, their minds aren't fully developed. So if your child came to you and said he wanted to transition to be the opposite sex, would you help him? Would you bring him and get him the puberty blockers and get him castrated? Just a question, Mr. Dixon, but as usual, we know you will never answer it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Nikki, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah. Now, Nikki, what do you want to say?
Before you go to Nikki, because Jason just said that I wouldn't reply to his message.
Oh, yeah, go on, reply to his message.
Well, no, there's nothing to say. I thought I was the king of ridiculous comparisons. You're comparing someone having drink underage to wanting to transition. Jesus, there's a leap.
It is a bit of a leap, all right.
I want to have a bottle of Blue Wicked too. I want me Mickey chopped off. Jesus, Jason, calm down there.
Now, Nikki, what did you want to say on this?
So I have two teenage sons, 18 and 19, almost 20. And I have allowed my children on special occasions, family dinners, family parties, where I'm in the same room, in the same house as them, and allowed them to drink if that's what they wanted to do. My children, now that they're legal to drink, they have absolutely no interest. They never went behind my back and went to a field and done it. If they were going to a house party, which teenagers have, let me tell you, like, I'm a millennial. I went to the field, I went to the house parties, I went behind my parents' back. I said I didn't want the same for my children, so I built that trust. Breathalyzing your kids, you are never, ever going to build a trust with them. My children were never afraid to say to me, "Mom, there's a party at the weekend, it's such and such's birthday, can I drink?" If I said yes, I bought it for them, I knew where they were, I dropped them, I collect them. They had a certain amount of time at the party. They never went over the top.
Shame
they were never
on you, you're a disgraceful
parent.
No, absolutely
not. I knew where my child was.
By the way, Nikki, I'm being sarcastic. I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Oh, no, Adrian wouldn't dare give out to anybody. No, they're not.
But they now have no interest in drinking. They have no interest. So they're having a drink in the house.
This goes back to what I was saying a while ago, Nikki, about forbidden fruit. And in your house, alcohol wasn't a forbidden fruit. And as a result, your kids couldn't be arsed one way or the other now.
No, right? And we had a trust around it.
Yeah.
They've never deceived me on it.
And which is fantastic, compared to the examples that you've heard that Jeremy doesn't believe anyway, of teenagers who for whom alcohol was the forbidden fruit. Don't you dare ever think about touching it. And then as soon as they turn 18, they go on a mad one and drink
themselves. They do, and they binge drink at the weekends, and they have no control going to college, and they're out at rag week, and they're falling around the streets half naked or whatever they're up to, and can't go to college the next day because they're only learning to drink now.
Jeremy, all you have to do, absolutely, I agree. All you have to do is look at Americans and the Americans' attitude to alcohol, because they're not allowed to drink until they're 21 in America. And you see people in their early 20s behaving like 12-year-olds with alcohol.
Well, as well, they all smoke weed when they're teenagers. But easier to get.
Yeah, my point is, though, that having it forbidden until the age of 21 is ridiculous, because they literally behave like kids.
Nikki is a young woman. And I get it, Nikki, and she wanted to be the cool mom and stuff and the drinking.
No, I was not a cool mom. I was a very strict mom. My kids never went to a field. They were tied up in loads of extracurricular activities and sports. My eldest son is now in the army. He has no interest whatsoever in drinking. 9 times out of 10, if he goes to a party, he drives. He doesn't drink.
Okay.
Because the trust was there in our home. There was a healthy relationship around alcohol abuse, and my kids never abused.
And that's exactly the point that I've been trying to make here, that it is in
That didn't happen with you, Adrian. You were allowed to drink in the house, and you don't have a healthy relationship with alcohol.
What's that got to do with anything?
Because you literally, This analogy.
You said I've had an unhealthy relationship with alcohol.
No, you do. You kind of do.
No, I don't, no, actually.
Okay, you're in denial as well. No, but you...
This is coming from the man who says, I don't drink regularly. Right, no, and don't. Then the more I hear you're buying bottles of Captain Morgan coming out your ears.
Captain Morgan's coming out
your ears.
So hang on, I buy Captain bottles of Captain... No, there's a bottle of Captain Morgan's in the house that's hidden so the kids don't see it. And I have one maybe every 2 weeks.
Jeremy, you're even preempting that you're never going to trust your kids. Your kids haven't even developed into a teenage era that they're going to want to drink, or whether they do or whether they don't. They might choose to never want to know what alcohol is. They might choose never to want to drink it. You're not even giving them that option of...
No, I don't want them. No, I don't want them.
By just breathalyzing them.
Yeah, absolutely breathalyzing. No, I don't want them.
You're going to ruin your relationship with your children in the future. They will never come to you.
And I was about to say, that very first time that you breathalyze one of your kids, you are literally destroying the trust in your relationship with them.
Anything.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
You'll ruin an adult relationship with your children. I have a phenomenal relationship with both of my adult sons, who are both in relationships as well, and they come to me with everything, and we have such a trust around everything in this house. And my kids have never gone to a field, and I've never ever doubted them. We have always trusted each other, always.
And that's exactly what I've been trying to argue with Jeremy here. You will literally destroy the trust in your relationship with your kids the day you ever breathalyze.
You're going to destroy their trust, full stop, that they have in other people, because they're always going to feel like they're watched, doubted, and mistrusted.
Okay, well, teenagers should be watched and doubted because teenagers are manipulative and they're deceiving.
Oh, well, that's only if you're raising them to be manipulative.
No, but
you don't have an open enough relationship because they're not even teenagers yet, and already you're telling me they're manipulative.
Okay,
my children aren't manipulative.
If we had our Katie on the phone here, she'd tell you a completely different story, because Katie was the ultimate in manipulative teenager. She put her parents, and I'm not speaking out of school here.
No, she said it here herself.
She put her parents through hell, and in fact, she had to go and get her.
But maybe she wasn't trusted by her parents.
She had to go when she was a teenager. She had to go and get her stomach pumped, and she's mentioned that on the podcast before, because she drank. She drank so much. So that blow.
I was that millennial as well. I drank low. Now, I would never have my stomach pumped, but I drank behind my parents' back. It was readily available in the house. Myself and my brother, we watered down alcohol because it was the forbidden fruit, as Adrian said. It was, so I abused it. I don't now, but I did then as a teenager. And I swore I would never allow my children to do that, and they don't.
And fair play to you.
No, so you're getting me wrong. I hope my kids, when they're in their 20s, I hope they enjoy life, and I hope they enjoy...
Well, I hope you never breathalyze your children.
Oh, I will.
You will ruin that.
Oh, I will. Oh, you've no doubt in your mind I will breathalyze them to make sure.
That's disgusting. What does your wife think about that?
I haven't said it to her yet.
I wonder what she would think about it.
I would
think so as well. Do me a favour, Nikki, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
I can imagine, by the way, to answer Nikki's question, my wife would more than likely be against it, because my wife would be a bit more liberal thinking than I am when it comes to parenting. And but like most couples, Nikki, parents often disagree on how a child or children should be raised. So I would imagine she will disagree with me, but at the end of the day, the kids are mine as well. If I want to breathalyze one of them, I'll bloody breathalyze them.
Horrific.
Would you not give the benefit of the doubt and learn to trust them and build a healthy relationship around alcohol for them?
No, benefits and doubts don't work with teenagers. Nope.
They do, actually. They do.
No.
Stay with me for a second, Nikki.
Great teenage boys.
Fair play to you.
No, and you sound like a good mother. And fair play to you, but it worked out good for you. It may not for other people. Here's a message from a regular who now unfortunately never comes on. Paulie, he says, I can't fucking believe what I'm hearing. And Nikki is an absolute asshole.
Delightful.
It is somewhat delightful. Polly, there's so many
naive people in this world, but at the end of the day, every child is different. No matter what you do, if you don't trust them, they will go behind your back.
Yeah, but just let's stop.
Allow this to be a forbidden fruit, they're not going to want to go to a field with it.
But let's just, well then again, let them use cocaine.
And my 18 and 19-year-old now do not drink because they've had that odd one and were allowed that odd one.
They've got it out of their system almost, because it is something
in a controlled way.
Absolutely. Stay with me for a second, Nikki. Mary, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mary?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
Now, Mary, what did you want to say on this?
I'd be different to Nikki, though. We wouldn't have let our kids drink at home. But I just wanted to ring in about, you know, Jeremy and the trust thing. You know, I would agree with Nikki there. I just feel you have to trust your kids until they give you a reason not to trust them, basically.
Obviously, Jeremy, if one of your kids falls in the door palatically drunk, you have a reason to question them.
Yeah.
You're talking about breathalysing your kids if you think they might have had a drink. I mean, seriously.
No, I'm saying if you're at all suspicious that they're in the same way, so many children would have been saved from drug addiction had they been tested. Because my God, the amount of teenagers that are smoking weed now is off the charts. And as well, lads,
you're going to drug test the kids as well. It's much harder to detect.
One we haven't even delved into, the amount of teenagers, kids, literally killed 12 and 13 around in my local shops vaping. And there's no test to be able to test that. That is the one thing. When you were a teenager, if you smoked, you made sure you didn't smell of smoke when you went home to your parents because they would get the smell off you. Now, literally, kids, it's actually scary to see kids literally sucking on vapes for dear life.
No, I agree. I'm not going to argue that
and
point.
And by the age of 20, they're all going to have popcorn lung. By the age of 30, they could have emphysema. Nobody knows. Did you see the ingredients of vapes? I know it's a different topic, but you may as well be sucking on a Duracell battery. You're literally sucking on a battery. And that just proves, I'm sure... And let me put that to you, Nikki. All those kids around my shops who are vaping, sucking on the vapes, if they were to go home and their parents were to say, have you ever tried to vape? Every single one of them would say, no, ma'am.
Yeah, no, of course they wouldn't touch What's it. What's the point you're trying to make?
But the point I'm trying to make is Nikki doesn't think that children will lie to you and manipulate you. They literally will.
In fact, I believe that if your kids, if you were to breathalyze one of your kids, Nikki, see, do you agree with me on this? If you were to... breathalyze one of your kids, all they're going to become is better liars. They're going to become...
Absolutely. They will just learn how to lie to you even more, and they'll never trust your advice. They'll never come to you for advice because they'll never trust what you have to say because they'll always think in the back of their mind, he doubts me.
Yep, and that's what
He's
you
no
will do.
He's no faith in me.
And Mary, you agree with that?
I'm not in this game, by the way, Nikki, to be the cool parent. Not in this game.
I'm not a cool parent. I'm not a cool parent. I said no to my children plenty of times. My kids had rules.
Yeah, I know, but it also sounds like you kind of, it's a badge of honour that, oh, I was the cool parent, they go to me about anything and all that.
I didn't flaunt it anywhere to be like, look at me over here, I'm a cool mom. I wasn't a cool mom. I played bad cop all the time. And to point out as well, just to add another thing, I was a single mom. So I didn't have that whole kind of other parent. Did my children's dad know? Yes, we discussed it. Absolutely. Nothing was ever done without his consent and the both of us agreeing on it. I would never have done that. But I could never raise boys as a mom and then by myself and not worry about the implications it could have. Absolutely, I did. I worried every time. My son got a car. I was terrified when he went out on the road. You never stop worrying, no matter what age your children are. When you know where they are and if they're under your roof in a safe environment and you can see what they're doing, you trust them, they trust you, and okay, there'll always be that level of trust.
Mary, let me go back to you. Obviously, I understand your point on Jeremy breathalysing his kids. You feel the same way as Nikki. But what about parents who allow 16 and 17-year-olds to drink in the house? What is your opinion on that? You said you didn't do it.
It's not what we did, and it's what Nikki did, and that worked for Nikki, and that's brilliant. I just made him a different person. I just don't think it would have worked for me.
Why?
And I think that's what we're all trying to do as parents. I don't know. I just wouldn't have felt comfortable being around my children if they were having a drink underage. I just wouldn't have. I mean, we drink. I have no problem with people drinking or anything like that. My kids drink now. And I know when they went out and, you know, I just don't want people to ever want to facilitate their drinking. My oldest two would have been, they kind of came of age during the pandemic, so we didn't come up against it. My third child then would have had, say, the junior cert. That would have been the first episode that we would have had, and she would have come to us saying, oh, I'm going to a house party, can you buy my alcohol for me, my vodka? And we just said, no, we're not. I just flew into the party and, I don't know, probably had a drink there.
Isn't that exactly the point, though? Went to the party and probably had a drink there anyway. In other words, putting the foot down and saying, no, not on my watch, really doesn't achieve anything because young people are going to do it anyway.
But I just feel that parents don't need to facilitate the drinking. I think it's kind of like parents want to control everything now, and just because you control the couple of drinks that you give them doesn't mean that they're not going to drink more when they go on to that party or that. They're not going to be necessarily sensible about it and think, oh, well, I've had my two alcohol pops there at home with mom and dad. I'll go on to the party now and I'll say no to anything. I just, that was just the way we looked at it. We weren't going to facilitate their drinking.
Stay with me for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. There's lots of opinions coming in on this. Like Mark.
I get Jeremy's point that he doesn't want his kids to drink. Breathalyzer seems over the top. But I'd be interested to see what is Mrs. Dixon's views on his extreme parenting.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
You get her on just in relation to that message before the break there. Get her on, you'd have the podcast of the year because she'd spill the beans on my parenting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my parenting would be a bit old school.
Really? You don't say?
Yeah, a bit old school.
Lisa Marie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa Marie?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
Oh, God, loads now after listening.
Okay, good.
Firstly, yeah, we all have opinions, but I find everyone's gone in really hard. You know, like parents are just figuring out in general. So like, why are we all attacking each other? You know, the comment section is crazy. You know, not one of us are right. You know, we're all trying to figure out the best way for things. Like, but for myself, my father would have been really strict growing up. You know, you weren't allowed out at a certain time, you weren't allowed this. But luckily for me, I had older siblings who kind of would have been the ones out drinking in the field and, you know, sneaking home. And once I seen that, I was just like, yeah, that's not for me.
But okay, that was fine. You made that decision yourself. Yeah. So, yeah.
And that was kind of like, but I find if they kind of didn't do that, you know, I wouldn't be like, actually, never mind. But I have kids now. And the way I see it is like that, I agree to a degree. Like, I think that there is a knot in stopping. Like, they're going to do it regardless.
And this is the point that I was trying to make to Jeremy earlier on. Your kids as teenagers are going to have a drink whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
They will.
No matter what. I haven't met anyone that has never said, I have never touched a drink in my life.
I didn't touch a drink.
You're a little angel.
No, it's not to an angel. I just didn't touch a drink before.
You're an angel. You're brilliant. You would be the exception to the rule.
Okay, that's fine. I don't mind being the exception. Fine.
Sorry, go on.
The only thing I'd say to you there is it's amazing that you haven't, and you know, it would have been good. But all I'm saying is, like, you know, everyone, no matter how you're raised, there's curiosity, there's whatever. I don't agree with, so I think the whole point of this was, you know, the mother was letting the 16-year-old have drink at home. I would like to be that parent that, you know, they can come talk to me about anything, but like to a degree like that, if they're kind of like at the age where they're hinting and, you know, that they might be down there, or you can kind of tell as well by who they hang out with, you know, you can tell if they're the kind of really nerdy group that have no interest, or, you know, you can tell. But for me, if my daughter did want to drink in the future, I wouldn't be going out and buying her vodka and stuff like that. But like, say if we have a family function and there's wine or there's a wicked, like something low, have a try. But where I'm saying for me is I would rather them do it at home, but I wouldn't be glamorizing it.
Like, exactly, I wouldn't be. That's exactly the point that I've been making and that other people have been making throughout this conversation, that would you prefer your child to have a little bottle of wicked or whatever you want to, whatever it is you're having yourself, or would you rather them doing it in the field with all their mates? I know which one I'd prefer.
I've seen the other side of it too, where I've seen parents who, like, every Friday night, because they like to have a drink on the weekends, they'll buy all the alcohol for their kids. So I don't agree in that much of a level. But like that, if there's something going on, they want a small bit, fine. But I wouldn't be going out and buying my kids, you know, like vodka for the weekend or something, you know. But like that, one second, I just feel they're all going to try it no matter what. So I'd rather them do it with me. Am I going to encourage it? No. But also like that, if they do have a drink or whatever, I'm going to be loud the next morning. I'm going to be really annoying. You know, I'm going to kind of make them think themselves like, oh, actually, that wasn't a great choice. If they did ever come home hammered, like say if they did do the whole field drinking, if they come home hammered, I'm not going to lecture them. I'm not. Like they already knew it was coming if they were hiding it. So I would just make, it sounds bad, I just make their lives miserable the next day, you know, like, you know.
And what did you think of what Jeremy said, that when his kids are teenagers, he will be breathalyzing them, even if he's just vaguely suspicious?
I said yes. If I will be breathalyzing if I think there's a reason to. In the same way, when the guards pull you over, they'll only breathalyze if they think you've been up to no good. I'm not going to do it like when they just come back from the shops.
I understand why he wants to do that, because we only ever want the best for our kids. But I do agree. I think it was Nikki who was saying, you know, that trust just won't be
literally,
there. But I do agree to a degree.
It. Yep.
Because like that, if we could, we'd control every aspect of our children just to help them grow up into the best ways they can.
Yep.
But I think that's a thing that's got mixed up in parenting too. We're supposed to raise them and guide them. But then they're kind of not on their own as such, but, you know, we're supposed to raise them, guide them, and hope that we have given them the tools to handle life, but we can't control every aspect of their life.
Lisa, I'm just being stuffed in my tracks here with a message here that we're trying to get Anto on. He's been on the show before, and I want to read this, and Jess is on the other line. I want to get, and Adrian, you haven't seen this message yet either, and I want to get all your reactions, your raw reactions to this, because...
Maybe, go for it.
Okay, because well, I can't believe it. Sorry, when I say I can't believe it, that doesn't mean I don't believe it. It means I can't believe this is happening.
You find it unbelievable.
Sorry, I find it unbelievable. But I believe that it's happening. And this is from Anto, and I really want to talk to you, Anto. I know there's issues around you talking to us, but this is 100% true, says Anto, and I can show you documents to prove that I reported this. There is a settled traveller family on my road. Now, they name the area where it is. I'm not going to name it. And they let their daughter...
Is it relevant that they're a settled traveller family?
Well, I don't know. I'm just reading it to bed. Relax there. There is a settled traveller family on my road, and they let their daughter drink Alco Pops. She is 13, for fuck's sake. I have seen her do it in the garden, and I have pics I can send you. We don't want you to send us pics of a minor. Thanks, Anto. They also have a son who is 15 and drinks pints of Guinness every week. They regularly put up pictures on their Facebook page of their son knocking back pints. Yes, when I reported it, nothing was done. Well,
okay, yeah, that's...
That's just irresponsible.
Yeah,
like, to me, that's like way too young.
Yeah,
like,
no,
way too, like, to be honest, I know obviously kids are growing up a lot faster nowadays.
No, Jesus, not that
that's
fast.
That's just like, that shouldn't even be a conversation. Like, they should be kind of like into GAA or, you know, nervous about a boy or something. Like, they shouldn't be like,
I agree with you, Jeremy. That's disgusting. Well, that is absolutely horrible.
I'm glad we all agree. But 13 years of age, drinking Alco Pops in the front garden. Like, what?
I'm not going to assume, but from what I've seen from other people, and I'm not assuming because obviously I don't know these people, and that's the thing about all this comment section. I wish we'd stop judging everyone. Yeah,
everybody assumes on this podcast. Assume away.
I try to give everyone the benefit of doubt, but like that sounds like to me, and I don't mean to sound bad, but like that sounds like to me that home drinking is a regular thing for their parents. You know,
it may well be around
so regularly, you know, that would be an issue where I think the parents would have to look in, never mind even what's allowed and not allowed. If they are so young and they even like, why is it like, for me personally, I had my 31st birthday last year and we had a little party. My sister and I was drinking. There was drink there. And that's probably the first time my kids, you know, now to be fair, I only have young kids, but that's the first time they've ever seen alcohol. Like, it's not in my house. It's not something, you know. And that's where I agree in the future, like that, if there's an event, but like, I'm not talking 13, 14. If they're 16 or 17 and they're thinking about it,
go on, have a try. Anto has said that he will come on with us. He can't come on with us today, but he is going to come on with us to tell the story because he reported this. I don't know who he reported. Was it Tuesday or whatever? But 13 years of age. And
that's irresponsible.
There's another message from Louise on her Facebook page. There's a 13-year-old in our area who had to get her stomach pumped on her 13th birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
That is dreadful. That is awful to hear.
I mean, Susan's saying the fact that they are travellers is the reason for that. I don't think that's fair to say either, Susan, that, you know, this is a problem that just exists among traveller families. It just so happens that this family is a settled traveller family. But I have seen, lads, on that note, I have seen videos on TikTok of literal babies sitting, traveller, members of the travelling family, by the way, or the travelling community, little babies sitting on their father's knee in the pub, drinking Guinness and stuff like that. Remember we saw one of a kid in a pub last... was about five, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
And the adults around him were goading him on. Come on, Billy, knock back that point. What are you smiling at, Adrian? It's not funny.
I'm not smiling.
It was actually disgusting. A five-year-old, them egging on a five-year-old to knock back a point.
No, I have seen it. And again, it is disgusting. We've seen videos of kids vaping as well at a really young age, and that's disgusting.
Hang on, lads. What can be done? And I know we're going to, and Jess is there as well. What can we do about this situation here, that 13-year-old?
Nothing at this moment. We don't know where this child is. It's nothing to do with us.
We do know the area.
But it's not our responsibility.
It's not our responsibility.
But you take it upon yourself there. You're just saying you don't want photographs. So you go and report it.
Like, Lisa, do you not think that's the most disgusting thing you've ever heard?
It is disgusting.
It's terrible. And see, the thing is, like that, I'm not assuming, but to me, if they are out at random times having a drink, it's obviously accessible quite often. Yeah. You know, I highly doubt they're going to look for a drink and having it out in the garden. And, you know, like the parents just went and got it for them. That's not happening. But like that, there's not much you can do there, because like that, there's already talks in schools. There's already talks everywhere. But it really depends on what you're getting at home too. And that's why I say I'm in the middle ground. Do I think we should promote it? No.
I actually feel...
It's one of them things...
Jeremy, you know, can I just say, I feel sick as well. That's disgusting that a 13-year-old is drinking alcohol
and
regularly.
There you have
a 15-year-old is drinking Guinness and being encouraged and egged on. Yeah. It's disgraceful.
And
that is really bad.
I'm sorry to say this, lads, but clearly, in this situation with this family that we're talking about, North County Dublin, can we say that?
Yeah.
In North County Dublin, they're seriously... The parents here obviously have a different moral compass to the rest of us, because I know, I would like to think the vast majority of people listening to this podcast,
of course they do,
have heard that story and have gone, my God, those parents should be up in
court. But if you want to take it on...
How am I going to take it on?
What are you going on about? We have a duty. If you feel the need to report on it, off you go. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
There he is.
Good, Jess. Let's go back to the point of this conversation. A 16-year-old being allowed to have a drink in a controlled manner in their house. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I was 16 when I was allowed to have a Fat Frog and a Wicked here and there in the summer with my sisters, and they were 24 and 32. So it's not like I was drinking with other teenagers. I mean, Mum and Dad were there, so they failed to let me have a sip here and there in the summer.
According to some of our callers, yes.
Yeah, well, they can piss off after John, that's hilarious. I know he's not there to defend himself. But he let his daughter out till all hours of the night, so how do we know he's not enough to nothing?
I did put that to
Claire,
him. Yeah,
and well, as for Claire, I'm sorry, just because she couldn't handle the bills, what can no one drink around her then? That was your problem, love.
Okay, but her issue, obviously she's got alcohol issues, she is a recovering alcoholic, so obviously she's a bit more sensitive when it comes to alcohol and seeing people
but she can't get on any pedestal, alcohol high and mighty. Just because you have a problem with the booze doesn't mean everyone else is going to. Come on to yourself, they're not your kids, so piss off.
Okay, so mind your own business, it's none of your concern.
Oh, look at it, like 16, if they're having a few alcohol pops in summer at an event, I don't see any harm.
Okay.
Now, if you're anything like that family that Jeremy said before, I'm sorry, you're a bunch of scumbags.
Hang on a second. No, so hang on. Anto reported this family of settled travellers, reported them to social services, and you're saying, on one hand, some people should mind their own business. Should Anto have minded his own business about this 13-year-old?
No, because that's a 13-year-old. And the other one's getting egged on. That's obviously abuse, Jeremy. Don't be so stupid.
No, hang on.
There is a big difference here.
Hang on. Jess makes up
there
the rules.
There is a big difference.
So hang on. You make up the rules about what's morally right and what's not morally right.
This conversation, Jeremy, is about...
Well, it's what you've been doing all day.
It's about parents allowing controlled, monitored drinking.
Hang on a sec.
Billy, knock that pint back.
Hang on a sec. Let's just go over.
Hang
on, Jesse. You may not have been listening closely to Anto's message. I'll read it a bit slower for you this time.
I was listening. Don't be so condescending.
Don't patronise her.
There was a settled family, traveller family on my road, and they let their daughter...
Yeah, not that matters, but yes.
They let their daughter drink Alco Pop. She is 13 FFS. I have seen her do...
I have seen her do it
in the garden. So I assume I've seen her doing it in the garden means around the parents. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a controlled environment.
But she's 13. That's stupid.
Oh, but it's not stupid.
Jeremy, she's going into first year. Yeah, for this conversation, we're talking about 16-year-olds.
No, but hang on. The child in the original story.
By the way, and there are some countries in Europe that 16-year-olds are legally allowed to drink.
Yeah, this is one of them. So move on. The point is, You're having a hissy fit.
No, hang on. You're being ridiculous now. We're talking about a 13-year-old here. Big difference. And a 15-year-old that's been egged on to drink. Go on, Jimmy, go on. Knock it back. That's pathetic. That's ridiculous. That is abuse.
But the kid in the original story that Jess is saying we should all mind is literally 16 by a month.
Yeah, 16. So what's the difference
between...
And it's probably not happening every weekend. That's exactly it. That's no problem.
Yeah. You think this girl, I was about to say where she's from, in North County, Dublin.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is every weekend for them. I wouldn't be surprised.
Why wouldn't you be surprised?
Because I just sound like a scumbag family. That's what they tend to do.
All right. Jess, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me bring in one final WhatsApp voice note from Trevor.
What's that, boys? Trevor here. Just want to throw me 2 cents in the show today. I was telling you a podcast before, boys. I started drinking very, very young. I think I had my first alcoholic drink at 11. I was drinking right up till 17, 18. Kind of stopped for a few years. Now, in my later years, I'd probably drink 3 times a year. I have no interest in it. Unless on that special occasion, we'll probably have 2 or 3. I also let 2 of my kids start drinking 15, 16 in the house. And my daughter now probably drinks, probably a few times a year. And my son is teetotaler. He's always the designated driver when he goes out. He still has the best nights ever. Most of the boys say he's only for the party. So, bullshit. It's how you manage it, how you teach your kids to respect alcohol, and how you teach them not to be coming home absolutely problematic. So you can either be a good parent to manage it, or you can be a bad parent and watch them stumble out the front door up to the field to do more. So Jeremy, that high horse. It's getting higher every podcast, isn't it, me?
Play the game, not the player. Like, what's your issue with me? I'm not on a high horse. I'm just stating facts that I didn't drink when I was underage. So maybe I am up on a bit of a high horse because I didn't drink until I was 18. But you started way too young, mate. Way too young. Maybe that's what's turned you into a cantankerous old prick.
Now, before we go, we have another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away. You can drink your coffee in the car, although you're not really meant to drink coffee in the car, are you? But anyway, you can enjoy your coffee out of our Opinions Matter travel mug, but you need to get your hands on one. Jeremy, what is our question today?
During this podcast, which you've just listened to and hopefully you have enjoyed, although you couldn't really enjoy that story.
Come on, get on with it.
I said earlier on in the podcast that I keep something in the glove compartment of my car. What is it?
Very good. The question for today. If you know the answer, what is it that Jeremy said on this podcast that he keeps in the glove box of his car?
Compartment.
If you think you know the answer, send the answer with your name by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Get your entry in by 1 o'clock on Wednesday, the 4th of March. If you're sending it after that, you will be too late. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next episode.